Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. All Catholics know and have said these words hundreds of times. One holy Catholic and apostolic church. But do we stop to think about their meaning, especially the meaning of that last descriptor, apostolic? In a new book out by Catholic Answers, apologist Rod Bennett is showing that the apostles weren't just some random interchangeable parts that Jesus moved around to accomplish his mission. No, these men were the mission. Wow, that's quite a statement. Rod was for many years the editor of Wonder Magazine, a popular Christian media journal. He has appeared on many well-known radio and television programs such as The Journey Home and Bookmark. His first book, Four Witnesses, The Early Church in Her Own Words, is a bestseller from Ignatius Press. And we are so grateful to have him on today to talk about his new book, These 12, The Gospel Through the Apostles' Eyes. So Rod, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Rod, this concept of saying that the apostles didn't accomplish Christ's mission, but that they were Christ's mission, I think that's going to make a lot of Catholics kind of cock their heads and say, gosh, you know, I never thought about it that way. So tell us a little about why you have spent so much time thinking about the apostles and studying them.
Well, as an evangelical Christian, where I started out in life, we didn't put much emphasis on the idea of the apostolicity of the church, or even really on the apostles in general. In fact, I remember pretty early on in my walk speaking to a young Baptist seminarian who was a friend of mine and asking him what he thought about the idea of the apostles and their role in God's economy of salvation. And he expressed pretty frankly what actually is a fairly common point of view, and that was that they really weren't important at all. They just happened to be the first generation of Christians. God used them to some of them to write the books of the New Testament, but beyond that, they were ordinary believers like us, and with no special responsibilities or special prerogatives. And that was puzzling to me at the time, given what I'd read in the Gospels.
Rod, is it fair to say that this investigation into the apostolic nature of the church, did that begin your conversion to Catholicism? Was it really the spark?
I think it was definitely early on. I have notes that I have still have in my possession from the early 80s for a project called These 12. So that puts it pretty far back. That's still, you know, 15 or more years before my entry into the Catholic Church. So, I've been pondering it for a long time.
So, Rod, what do you think Catholics today are missing when they haven't properly considered the importance of the apostles' centrality to the mission of the church? When Catholics today don't think about it or recognize it or haven't thought about it, what are they missing in their faith?
Well, they're missing the degree to which Jesus didn't really send out the message himself. He imparted that message in a group of disciples and then sent them out to do the legwork. The evangelization of the world was accomplished by the apostles. Jesus, you know, right before his ascension, he tells the apostles that they would not only do the same works that he has done, but will do greater works. And most of the early fathers think that what he had in mind there was that the evangelization of the whole earth began with them. Christ himself made few converts. In fact, at the crucifixion, there's only a handful of his friends left. But that what happened in the decades and centuries after that were the work of the man to whom he'd imparted the message. You know, most people don't think about the fact that Jesus himself didn't write anything. He left the job of writing the New Testament to the apostles. And also the great missionary journeys that were taken by the apostles to accomplish world evangelization was a work that Jesus ordered them to do, but that they did, and he did not do himself while here on earth amongst us. So that's the man were the mission. Jesus imparted his doctrine not directly to us, but he imparted it to his own pupils, to his own hand-picked ambassadors. In fact, St. Paul says, out and out, that we, the apostles, are ambassadors for Christ. And so they were the men that were for the task of taking what they learned in private out to the wide world.
I'm speaking with Rod Bennett, author of the new book out by Catholic Answers called These 12, The Gospel Through the Apostles' Eyes. Rod, you take a little bit of a creative license, we might say, in the book, which is I don't think something can say about most books Catholic Answers puts out. There's not a whole lot of creative license in them, but you embellish a little on the lives of real biblical people just to flesh out situations or conversations. And it's a neat approach. What made you start writing like that?
Well, I suppose I'm more of a storyteller, I suppose, than I am a scholar. I really don't have credentials on any of these topics. It's the study and the knowledge that I've gained on the early church and the church fathers and the rest of it is has been just in the process of my own conversion to Catholicism, but also my own fascination with the subject. So I have a bit of a knack with storytelling, I'm told. And so what I do is take what can be dry material and tell it in a more approachable style, give people a foot in the door to the subject matter. When we say that we took license or embellished it, it isn't so much that we changed any of the facts, but just simply we imagined, we connected some of the dots so that the story is more imaginable. And you really have to do it because other than in the gospel accounts themselves, six of the 12 are only mentioned as their names are given on the list of the 12. And that's all we know about them as far as scripturally. Now, there are, some extra biblical accounts and some of it historical. Some of it not much more than legendary, so we do have to be careful with that extra material. But you can put the pieces together in like putting together a jigsaw puzzle and make the story comprehensible. And that's really what I've been after with not only these 12, but all of my books, taking what can be dry, dusty accounts of ancient history and making them come to life just using a little bit of the novelist's art.
I think it's great. It helps the reader connect more on a level that this is an actual person who encountered the actual person of Jesus Christ, that these are real, colorful people of antiquity, not just dead, folks on the page. Rod, what challenges do you get either online or in debates from people who say you make too big of a deal out of the apostles or out of apostolic succession?
Well, really, that was the purpose of writing the book, was to show all the various proofs that and combine them in one place to show that that the role really was very central. Two passages of Scripture, I think, are probably the ones that I would point to first. First, we see in more than one place in the Gospels, Jesus telling the apostles, as the Father has sent me, just so I send you. Now, that word send there in Greek is the root word of apostle. To be an apostle is to be one who's sent out with a mission. So what Jesus is saying is, as my Father apostled me, in just that same way, I'm apostling you. In other words, I'm taking you into my service to accomplish a mission. On my behalf, to sort of stand in my place and bring the message to the world. That sense in which they're sent out in the same way. Elsewhere, Jesus says, he who hears you, he tells the apostles this, he who hears you hears me, and he who hears me hears him who sent me. He who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me, which is a very perfect chain of identification between the Father, the Son, and the apostles of the Son. You couldn't be more clear that the apostles come with the same authority that Jesus came with, and Jesus comes with the authority of God. So that's very powerful testimony to this idea. Also, in the book of Revelation and in Jesus' own words, we're told by our Lord that the apostles will sit on 12 thrones in heaven judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And we're told that their names, St. John in his Apocalypse sees the names of the 12 apostles on the foundations of the New Jerusalem, the, the city of heaven. So that's an incredible idea. The idea that their role was so important and so foundational that it literally is on the foundation. So that's a very, very great testimony to the work they've done. Mm-hmm. Those who live in the New Jerusalem will do it largely through the work of the apostles. That just as a matter of history. And the testimony to that is the fact that their names are inscribed on the very pillars of heaven.
Mm. Fascinating conversation here on the apostles. The book is These 12, The Gospel Through the Apostles' Eyes, out by Catholic Answers. You can find it at shop.catholic.com, chock full of great reflections on the apostolic nature of the church. Rod, thanks so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. This is a pleasure to be here.